In El Tigre, a tiny hamlet in the region of Uribe, preparations are underway for what's being called the Great Vigil for Peace. Two rebels, Anderson and Solomar, are part of a FARC musical group called Oriental Rebellion and are rehearsing one of tonight's musical acts. Students, academics, indigenous people, peasants and workers are arriving at the camp from as far as the capital, 350 kilometres away. They're here for the Great Vigil for Peace.
There have been few events like this one and not for a very long time.
Giovanna Ruiz has spent the last 17 years with the FARC. For her, the vigil is a way to start reintegrating FARC soldiers.
Events that see civilians and FARC together, united for the same cause, civilians were mistaken for combatants and vice versa. It was really very moving.
2,000 people are attending, 500 from the FARC and 1,500 others. But at the vigil, there is little distinction between rebels and civilians. In the October referendum on the first peace deal between the government and the FARC, most no votes came from cities, urban areas unaffected by the conflict. But most places affected by warfare voted yes. Here in rural Uribe, 93% voted in favour of the deal. José Gutiérrez, a six-year-old farmer, was one of them.
We see the real need to keep the dialogue for peace going because we have been the ones most affected by the conflict and violence. Amidst the confrontation between the guerrilla and the government, it's been the peasants in the countryside that have been dealt the largest blows. That is why we want peace.
Y por eso somos personas amantes a la paz.
Gutiérrez says he's here at the vigil to place pressure on both the FARC and the government to make good on their promise for peace. He was among many civilians long familiar and friendly with the insurgents. Others, like Sue Vasquez, a 28-year-old student from Bogota, came along to get to know the insurgents.
They knew the peace accords and the process far better than I had thought. I previously thought they received orders and that was that. On the contrary, they seemed to know what was going on and were curious to hear my perspective and my hopes for the future.
As the evening came round, talks by civil rights group gave way to traditional music and dancing, salsa, cumbia, joropo. In the audience was Eduardo Carlos Olmeda, a 33-year-old farmer who hadn't had the chance to vote because he lives in a remote village and couldn't travel to the nearest voting centre, 150 kilometres away. He said he came to the vigil to find out exactly what was going on.
I enjoyed the vigil. It felt like we were at peace, and that's the way it should be. There are people that don't really know much about the peace process. We were confused and mistaken by many things, and the vigil cleared up some of that.
Carlos touched upon a major problem with the first peace deal, its complexity. The 297-page document was too much for many Colombians. Misinformation and rumours circulated widely. The right-wing Centro Democrático Party, which led the No campaign, claimed Colombia would end up with a left-wing dictatorship like Venezuela. But other No campaigners argued simply that the government conceded too much to the FARC rebels, who are infamous for kidnapping and extortion. They said the choice was not between peace and war, but rather between this deal and a better deal. The next morning, civilians shared a glass of tinto, sweetened coffee, with rebels before leaving on horseback and in trucks and jeeps. The vigil had brought together some civilians with FARC rebels, but much of the rest of the country still needed convincing that the rebels who've kidnapped, killed and extorted for over 40 years should be brought back into Colombian society. Negotiators on both sides will be trying to take the goodwill on show at the vigil here in Uribe to make the latest deal reality. For Radio France International, I'm Emily Wright in Uribe, Colombia.